Well, hello there. This is Kimberly Oliver with Living from the Heart. You know, Living from the Heart is a combination of conversations that I have with you every single week. And I'm so excited to be with you today because we are going to be talking about anxiety. And so before we get into it, I just want to tell you a little bit about my journey. I think I've told you in past episodes, and if you want to listen to any of them, you can go back to HLE Radio and look up Kimberly Oliver and hear any of my recorded shows. But Living from the Heart is my journey. And it's my journey that I have learned that no matter what you go through, if you keep your heart right and you tend to the heart, that everything will turn out okay. You know, Living from the Heart was created out of my own pain. It was created out of hardships and hard times that I've gone through. But through Jesus, I've always had the opportunity to bounce back because I knew that the Lord had me. Because anxiety is a real thing, right? And we all go through things, especially this last year, 2020 to 2021 with COVID and everything that we've gone through. It's been a real opportunity for all of us to grow in our anxiety levels. Would you agree? I want you to think about that. Have you been through some anxiety in the last 2 years? And I think everybody listening to this would say, yes, I have. Well, I'm going to open in prayer and then we're going to get right into it. Well, Father, I just thank you for today. I thank you for the amazing people listening to this broadcast. And I thank you, Lord, that something I say, something that you bring to my mind to share will help them with their anxiety. Father, we know that all things work together for our good if we trust you. And Father, I pray that me broadcasting hope today would help someone listening to this, because sometimes we don't understand what happens on the other side of our journey. But we always know that you work all things for our good. So Father, I lift up each listener today. Pray that you'll bless them and open their heart to hear and receive. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, you know, I was talking to a friend this morning, actually, about going through some anxiety, because anxiety is something that's very real. Anxiety is something that disrupts our life, that happens, that we don't know the outcome. And so many times we can think about everything that could go wrong. But how many times do we think about what could go right? I want you to think about that just for a minute. What could go right? Think about it. Think about it. If you're thinking about something right now, what could possibly go right? You know, I know that I go through this all the time with my life. I'm in real estate. That's what I do for a job. That's how I make a living to provide for my family, is I do real estate. And there is anxiety in real estate. I don't know where you're listening from today, but in Texas, inventory is so low. And so I'll tell you the anxiety that I have in my daily walk every day. I go and show a house. I call the agent, ask her if there's any offers, if my client wants to make an offer. I call that agent. She says, yes, I've got 20 offers. And so my anxiety comes in trying to outbid the other offer so that my client gets it. Well, if my client's not paying cash, how exciting can I make my offer? We can go 10,000 over, 5,000 over, but many times we don't get it. And so not only do I feel anxiety for me in having a paycheck, but also feel anxiety for my client because they're looking for a new home. That is a daily occurrence for me. Now, when I have listings are a great thing, because when I have a listing, I know that my listing is going to get sold. I know that if I have a listing anywhere from 200 to 500,000, it's going to go under contract and we're going to have multiple offers. And that is a great thing. Like today, this morning, I went for a listing appointment. Well, I know as soon as I put that live, I'm going to have several offers. Does that get me excited? Does it give me anxiety? Well, the only reason it gives me anxiety now is because on March 31st, I'm going in for surgery and I'm going to be down for a couple of days. And so, yeah, I do have anxiety over this listing. I know it's going to sell, but trying to navigate, okay, I'm going to have surgery. I'm going to need 2 days to recuperate. And I have to get all this done. I have to get my radio programs done. I have to get the listings done. I've got two of them before surgery. I have to get all that done. And so that can bring anxiety. So what's the best way for me to deal with that? Well, I'm glad you asked. The best way for me to deal with that is to step back and take it one day at a time. Like, what can I control in this? I can get my pictures done, I can get the measurements done, I can do all the things that I need to do before it goes live, and then time it to where I have people to help me. So when I get offers in, they can help me negotiate. So there's always a way to think through it and think about what do I want the end to look like. And I want you to think about that. Let's talk about what the Bible says about anxiety. There is so many scriptures on anxiety, but in 1 Peter 5, 7, it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Well, if God cares for us, why do we still feel anxiety? You know, that could be a question, right? Well, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so we have anxiety because he's asking us to trust him. Like, are you going to trust me with this? Let's see what else. In Psalms 94, 19, it says, when anxiety was great within him, your consolation brought me joy. So think about that. When we think about the Lord and we think about what he can bring us, that will bring us joy. Anxiety, Proverbs 12:25 says, anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers you up. So what can we do when we have anxiety? We can speak kind words to ourselves for one. You know, because self-talk, what goes on in out of your mouth is your self-talk. If you constantly talk about how stressed you are, then guess what? You are going to be stressed. But if you continue to say, you know, God is faithful. I don't know how he's going to work it out, but I know he's got this. Excuse me. So you have to think about that. Think about what you want the end to look like. And you can say, God, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. I say so many times that I trust you. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is in Philippians 2:28. It says, therefore, I am the more eager to send him. Therefore, I am all the more eager to send him so that when you see him again, you may be glad and I may have less anxiety. That's in Philippians 2:28. And 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. If we truly know that God loves us and he cares for us, I mean, think about your own children. If you love your children, you're going to take care of all their needs. I mean, my children are grown, but I am raising my grandson. And, you know, when I know that I calm him, like when he says, Kiki, rub my back, I can rub his back and I can hold him. And he's 5, so, you know, I can hold him, snuggle him, and I know that brings some calmness because of my touch. He knows that Kiki's got him. Kiki's going to take care of him. I'm going to provide his clothes. I'm going to feed him. I'm going to give him a warm place to live. I'm going to create fun for him. He knows he has peace with Kiki because I provide that for him. Well, if I provide that for my grandson, how much more will God provide that for you? And, you know, sometimes the fear comes from we don't think we're good enough for God to do it for us. We don't believe that he loves us. And I want you to say to yourself, I'm going to do a little exercise with you. And if you're driving right now, I want you to pull over. Don't do it when you're driving. Pull over somewhere. And we're going to do this little exercise. I did this several years ago when I was in Bible school. And Rick, not Rick Rubin, Dick Rubin was the speaker. And he was a Jewish rabbi. And he had us go through this exercise. And it was simply like this. It was, say to yourself and just get really quiet and say, God, I love you. God, I love you. God, I love you. Now say, God, do you love me? And I want you to get real quiet after you ask that. Say, God, do you love me? And get real quiet and listen to what he says. What is he saying to you right now? Is he saying to you, you're my favorite child. I have all these details worked out. There's no need to worry. I've got you. I created you, and I have a plan for your life, and I'm working out all those details that you're worried about, and you don't have to worry. I've got this, my son, my daughter. I've got this. What did God say to you? That's going to be a true test of where your trust is and where your true faith lies. If you heard something opposite of something good, then I want to ask you to go to God again and say, God, Teach me how to have faith. Teach me how to love, like Kimberly was talking about in that program. Because whatever you're hearing, it's coming through a filter of faith and love and your personal relationship with Jesus, or it's coming through a filter that's been clouded by your past experience of neglect or your past experience of rejection. Because, you know, if we ever feel neglect or rejection, or we haven't been properly taken care of as a child, so many times that filter can get so distorted that we can't hear God properly. And so just like our glasses, we have to clean off our glasses because it gets fingerprints on it. You have to clean off the lens of your heart and get it so clear so you can hear God and what He's really telling you. Because God is so faithful. He loves you so much. And He's got so many wonderful plans. But our mouth, what we speak out of our mouth, I think it really makes Him sad sometimes. Because if we worry and we say, God, I don't know how you're going to do this. And God, I'm so scared. And God, I don't think this is going to work out. And you know, we can go in our imagination. I'm going to tell you a personal story. Our imagination can go crazy. When I was a much younger mom, I was probably in my 30s, and I was a single mom. I was raising my kids by myself, and I remember when my kids used to leave to go to their dad's for the weekend. And, you know, their dad was a great dad. He was going to take them and take them to the lake and go do things. I let anxiety just killed my weekend, where it should have been a weekend where I was just happy and I was glad to get a break because my kids were going to go spend the weekend with their dad. But as soon as he left, I began to imagine, oh, what if they have a car accident? It's raining. What if their car slips off the road and my kids, you know, did this? And oh my gosh. And what if they got hurt? And what if they're being rushed to the hospital and they don't have me? And I would go through this scenario of my kids being in a car accident and I would totally freak out. I would create a scenario and I would have anxiety so big that I could not even relax. I mean, it was so real. And we can do that. We can create fear in our mind, and it feels so real to us that your heart will start pounding. You'll have anxiety in a way that is so real to you that you won't be able to rest. You won't be able to relax and enjoy your time because your anxiety is so real. And I'm sure all of you have experienced that at some point in time in your life. I know that I have. But you know, those are vague imaginations that we make up in our mind, and they're not real. They just are not real. It's things that we create. You know, we can have an imagination of good things, or we can have an imagination of things that aren't positive. And I want to encourage you today to, when you go into that anxiety mode, stop and ask yourself, am I imagining things that are good, or am I imagining things that are bad? Because God is always going to give you something good. He cannot give you something bad. God just can't do it. He has no bad thing for you. Now, there is going to be trials that life just gives us, and we have to walk through that path, but we walk through it with God. And if we walk through it with God, we have nothing to fear. Because we can cast down all imaginations that are negative. We're going to say, nope, I'm not going to believe that. I'm going to believe what's good. I'm going to believe what God says because I am going to believe good things that God has for me. And sometimes we just have to get those faith. I call them little breath prayers. My little breath prayer says, Father, you're faithful. I cast all my anxiety on you because you care for me. I want you to say that out of your mouth right now. I want you to practice with me. God, you are faithful. The Bible says in 1 Peter 5:7 that I am to cast all my anxiety on you because you care for me and you're going to work it out. That's all you have to do. If you have those little breath prayers, every time you have anxiety, you can just say, God, you're faithful. If you can't say anything else, just say, God, you are faithful. And just think back in your life right now of things that God has taken you through. Think back right now to a horrible situation that you possibly got in fear about and you got all worked up about and you wasted hours and hours and hours of energy. And when you got to the other side, God worked it out perfectly and you didn't have to do anything. And think about the hours and hours of anxiety that you wasted, worrying and fretting and thinking. I can think back one time when I was dating someone. And ladies, this will be a telltale. This will be something that most women can, or men can say. But I was dating someone years ago, and we were just dating. We were not in a serious relationship. We had just met. And I was so worried if he liked me, if he was going to ask me out again. And I had all these imaginations that he's never going to call me back, and he's not going to like me, and I'm not good enough for him. I just went through all these scenarios to get to the other side of that season. And guess what? I didn't like him. I saw some things in his character that I thought, no, this is not for me. But when I first met him, I didn't know all those things. But as I walked with God and I watched his character, I realized that man was not good for me. He was not good for me, and I was not going to go out with him. So it suddenly was flipped. God showed me something better. He showed me something better for me. And it took me walking through that journey many, many times in life. You know, I'm 56 years old now, so I've learned that anxiety, everything always works out. And I've seen God do it over and over and over. So you have to go back to a time when you've walked through this, when you've walked through the season that God got you through it. If you think about that right now and think about the anxiety you wasted. So what if we could do that every time we come across something that stresses us out? Every time we get stressed out, if we could think about how God did it before, he will do it again. Yeah, I wish I could sing. There is a song out there. It says, if he did it before, he can do it again, and he will. There is a song out there. I wish I could remember who played that, but if you Google, if God did it before, he will do it again. If you Google that on your phone, I'm sure that you can find many, many songs that's got those lyrics in it, and it'll be good for you, because if he did it before, he will do it again. And just learn yourself. Learn why you get an anxiety. Is it because you don't trust God? Is it because that you've gone through this many times and you've had many failures? Well, you can stop that curse in your life today. You can stop the curse of anxiety, but you have to practice it, because faith without works is dead. And every time you feel anxiety, you have to say, Lord, I cast this upon you. I give it to you. And picture yourself just handing it to him, saying, God, I hand this to you. I give it to you right now. I'm not going to pick it back up, and give it to him. And say, okay, Lord, thank you. Have a grateful heart. Like, God, you're going to work it all out, and it's going to be a better thing for me. It sounds real simple, right? If it's so simple, why do we have anxiety? You know, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants you to have anxiety because he doesn't want you to have peace. He doesn't want you to rest and go, okay, God's got this. It makes him mad when you do that. So I want you to just think right now in your mind, say, God, I know you have this thing. Name that thing, whatever it is. Say, I know you've got that, and I know that you're going to work it out. Think of something right now that you're stressing over. We're going to do it right now together. Just think about that thing. I want you to put it in a little box. It could be your house. It could be your health. It could be your job. It could be your spouse. It could be a relationship. Whatever it is, I want you to get it. I want you to put it in this pretty little box. Now put the lid on the box. Lay your hands on the box and say, Father, I give this to you today. I'm not going to stress about it. I'm giving it to you, and I'm going to let you take care of it. And Father, I trust you, because the Bible tells me that you care for me. And it says that you love me, and I know that you're going to work it all for my good. In Jesus' name, and I trust you. Thank you, Father, for taking this away so I don't have to worry about it anymore. Okay, it's done. You've got the box sealed, and you set it right there, and you don't pick it back up. Don't pick up the lid and look at it. Don't open that box and look at all the details of that. Leave the lid on it and walk away. And anytime something comes up in your heart to say, what about that box? What's in there? Are you sure God's working it out? Are you sure? Just say, that box, the lid is closed. God's in that box with my situation, and he's working it out for my good. It's that easy, y'all. When you do that over and over and over, it says, resist the devil and he will flee. That is how you resist the devil. And sometimes you have to get a visual. You have to put it in a box, put the lid on it, and say, nope, It's in the box and the lid's on it. I don't have to worry about it. God's working all the details. He's working everything out for my good, and my life is good. I promise you, if you practice that enough times, you're going to get so good at it that anxiety will never be able to hit you again. It will not be able to come. You'll just do this over and over again, and you'll realize that I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about it. It's in the box. You know, living from the heart was birthed through many, many trials that I went through. And y'all have heard my story many times, and it's recorded, so you can go back to HLE Radio, and I'll have the description in the comments below on my Facebook page. My Facebook is Kimberly Ann Oliver, or Living from the Heart on Facebook. You can go there and see some of my posts and things that I've done. But you know, it is so important that you listen to things that bring you life. You know, throughout the day, listen to worship music. Listen to things that make you think about the goodness of God. There's a song, and I think it's by Elevation Worship, but it's The Goodness of God. And it talks about Him being a father to you. And it talks about He's a good, good father. There's another song called He's a Good, Good Father. But the goodness of God and listening to good things throughout the day is going to change the way you think. Because change the way you look at things, and the things that you're looking at will change. So the things that you just put in that box, when you look at that box again, you're going to say, "Ooh," you're not going to say, "Oh, that's all my worry." You're going to say, "No, that's what I gave God, and God is working it all out for my good." See, it's changing the way you look at it. Before, you might have looked at it, go, "Oh, that's a box of my worries, and that's all the stuff I need to worry about today." But now that you've given it to God, you've released it, you've prayed over it, you can look at that box and say, "You know what? I gave all my worries to God, and they're inside that box. My worries that I've been stressing out are inside that box, and I'm not lifting the lid because God is working it out, and I'm leaving it there." See how the change the way you look at things? I'm changing the way I look at that box. That box, I used to look at this as a box of worries, but now I'm changing the way I look at it because I prayed over it, I laid my hands on it, I asked God in the name of Jesus to do it. And he says He loves me and He cares about me, and He says He'll take care of it, so I don't have to pick it up. I don't have to worry about it. I'm changing the way I'm looking at that situation. So now I can look at that pretty box with flowers and go, "That's a pretty box with answered prayers in it." See how easy that is? So now I change the way I look at that box. I look at that box. That's a beautiful box with answered prayers in it. So I change the way I look at it, and now I have peace. So change the way you look at it, look at things, and the things that you're looking at will change. Well, I pray that this broadcast has helped you today. I know that God is so faithful, and He's so faithful to work out all the details of your life. And I love to pray with people, and I love to encourage people. And you know, when you give encouragement away, it will come back to you. You know, as a Christian, as a Christ follower, we're called to broadcast hope and to give people hope, to love the Lord and give people hope. So I just want to give you hope today, to encourage you, to love you, to give you hope that God is going to work all the details of your life out. He's got it. He's got you, and He will work it out. So I'm so thankful that you listened today, and I pray that I did give you hope. And if you would like to download more programs, you can always go to HLE Radio and download those. And if you've never received Jesus as your personal Savior, I want to invite you today to invite Him into your life. And it's real easy. You just say, "Jesus, I ask You to come into my life and to be the Lord and Savior of my life." If you did that today, you just ask Jesus in your heart. And it's a constant prayer. You constantly just say, "Lord, I thank You that You're my Savior, that You're working all things out." And just renew your mind, constantly renew your mind to be a better person, to be a better you, to be a better broadcaster of hope. And encourage yourself to listen to more podcasts. You can go to so many podcasts that I've said in earlier shows. You can go to podcasts and listen to Joel Osteen. He will always get you full of faith. You can listen to several podcasts, Elevation Worship. Church is so easy to hear the Word of God today. It's so easy and it's free. So continue to fill your mind with good stuff. And I promise you, you will go through life with less anxiety because you did those things. Well, I pray that this has been a blessing to you today. I love to come to you every week. And if you want to drop me a note, you can always Facebook me and message me on Facebook at Kimberly Ann Oliver. And you can always email me, kimberly@thekimberlyteam.com, and I can respond to your email. But I pray this has been a blessing to you. I pray you prosper in all you do. This is Kimberly Oliver, living from the heart. God bless you today.
To sit. Sweet tea's almost done, just take a minute. So kick off your shoes and here's the remote. My house is your house, just make yourself at home. Just make yourself at home. Cause we're all looking for a place. $10 bill. Go get some more. Stores just right down the road. While you're in town, if you don't mind, got some more going on. So you can take your time. Cause we're all looking for a place to come home. Up in the hills. Way down in San Antonio. Home is where the heart is. I can never know. Cause we're all looking for that place. We're all looking for that place. We're all looking for that place. Yeah, how you been? Your mother told me you got a girlfriend. Is this one a keeper? I'd really like to meet her. Sweet tea's almost done. Just take a minute. Just take a minute. Cause we're all looking for a place. In the hills, way down in San Antonio. Home is where the heart is, I can't live alone. Cause we're all looking for that place. We're all looking for that place. We're all looking for the place.
Hey y'all, this is Wayne Stewart. You can hear my music right here at the home of Christian country music, HLERadio.com. I hope you'll consider joining me as a monthly supporter of HLE and their mission to spread the message of Jesus Christ throughout the world. Head on over to HLERadio.com to make your donation today and join the mission. After all, the goal is souls. God bless.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.